Welcome to WEIRD, the Weird Weekly News Show. Today is September the 12th, 2016. Our news show is sponsored by the Boy Love News Channel and ATN over on the Boy Love News Network. We thank him for sponsoring this news show and hope you enjoy as we come to you every Monday. We do the show and it records and is played all during the week on Weird Radio. So thank you again for joining us. In southeastern Missouri, there was a man accused, or two men accused, of killing a sex offender and then burning his body beyond recognition. These two men were charged Tuesday after the authorities say they admit they shot a sex offender to death and then burned his body. Basically, the two guys went to one of the gentleman's mother-in-law's house to accuse this guy of being a sex offender. And they had said they had called the police to have something done about having the man removed from his mother-in-law's house. The police said they would look into it. Well, the one man said, I'm not going to wait for the police to do anything. I'm going to do something myself. Being the fact that he is disgusting, being the fact that he is a sex offender, he has no rights whatsoever, so I'm going to go take care of it myself. So he and a friend of his went there, beat the man ridiculously to death, shot him, then took four-wheelers, drug him out to a wood pile, set his body on fire, and burned him up. They were proud of what they did. Think about this. Astonishing, folks. All you have to do is be called a sex offender, rightly or wrongly, and the public can do generally whatever the hell they want to do. And few people will stand in arms and say, how dare you act in this particular manner? It's crazy, guys, the way the world is going. It is absolutely a sad affair. Moving on in news. You know, I don't like to have too many bad news articles. We have a few in this week's story. That was one of the worst. The second one really bothered me and has got me wondering about things that go on in the world as we stay. The couple was arrested. Basically, they have an autistic son. He's a 17-year-old boy. They were in Colorado. They had moved to Colorado from Georgia. Now, a lot of people may say that's why they were doing the stuff they were doing. It's because they were a Georgia couple. The wife and the husband, 52 years of age each, were taken into custody when they were found that their 17-year-old son, who was blind, autistic, and only weighed 88 pounds, he arrived at the children's hospital after being found unconscious in his shower. The doctor said the boy had bed sores, kidney failure, pneumonia, a compromised immune system, and a lack of essential vitamins, amongst many other ailments. Basically, they issued an arrest warrant for the couple because of the way they were treating this particular child. All they were doing was living on this child's disability income. The couple was taking in money for that child, not having to work, because they have the boy to take care of. They used his money, and only thing they gave the child was Doritos and soda pop. Doritos and soda pop. That's all they would feed the child. The both of them look quite healthy, but the poor boy, 88 pounds at 17 years old. That's neglect. That is abuse. That's the people that people ought to be looking out for and saying, now, hey, guys, if there's something wrong with this world, it's not the BLs, it's not the boy lovers, it's these people. It's these people who torture and think there's nothing wrong with stealing, basically stealing the money from a poor disabled child who had no voice. He couldn't stand up against them. He had no way of defending himself. 17 years old, blind, autistic. My God, these are the ones that make the world a bad place. Astonishes me that we're thought of as the evil ones when people like this are allowed to go around and do what they want. And guess what? When they get out of prison, do you think they're going to have to register for the rest of their lives? Are they going to have to tell their neighbors what they did? Are they going to have to do all this forever? No, of course not, because they're not like we are. Oh, my goodness, guys, I will not lie. It disturbs me. It really, really does. Moving on, another news story. It's kind of bad, but a little bit different as well. An 8-year-old boy was removed out of his classroom, his third grade classroom, after receiving a restraining order served to him by a deputy sheriff. Basically, the third grader was at his Hillsborough Elementary School on a Thursday when a restraining order was issued to him by a deputy. The boy was actually led out of the school and taken to his home. The child was actually placed in the back of the police car, taken home. What essentially this young man had done is he had been bullying another child in that classroom. So the parents of the other child had asked a court to issue a restraining order so that this young man, the 8-year-old, would not mess with their young man, another 8-year-old. So in so doing, the court issued the restraining order so that the first 8-year-old can't be within 1,000 yards of the second 8-year-old. You know, now I don't believe in bullying. I'm totally against it. It's hurting our nation. It truly is. Many kids are being damaged by the bullying that's going on. And yes, there needs to be some action taken. But when you're talking about an 8-year-old who's what, maybe 50, 60 pounds, where are the parents? Where are the teachers? Where are the guidance officers? We're the ones that are actually supposed to be there looking out for the kids. Can't they be dealt with without it being something that we have to bring the police into? It may be just me. Maybe I'm not looking at it the right way. But I just think it's astonishing that we are willing to bring the police into something that, I don't know, in my mind, if we had a problem when I was growing up in school, the parents or the teachers, those are the ones that stepped in, that took action, that did something so that things like this would not be going on. But it seems like in today's day and age, everything's become a legal precedent that we must move, we must do something. Moving on, another news story about bullying, one that I actually found quite interesting. There's a film on YouTube called The Bully. It was written and directed by a 12-year-old Irish boy now living in the suburbs of Chicago. He basically has made this work based upon all the bullying he's received since he moved into a new school district. He was being bullied by a bunch of different kids, and his way of dealing with it was to work with some friends and come up with this movie, basically, and posting it on YouTube, and basically talking about how he was bullied in the local schools. And the bullying film has actually become something very special. It's got thousands of hits, and people are watching it all over the nation. It's very important. If you get a chance to, it's called The Bully. It's on YouTube, and it's very enthralling. It's very moving. It's considered a work of art. This young man has got a real career ahead of him if he wants to go into directing. Very, very smart young man putting together a film called The Bully, talking about how he was bullied, what it did to him, and now it has over 500,000 views over on YouTube. What a great 12-year-old young man knowing what to do with his life and how to step up when things come bad in your life. Don't let things get down. Don't let your world get ruined. Take a stand. Moving on in news, the ACLU is suing the Kansas City Public Schools for handcuffing a boy, the second grader who refused a teacher's request to move to a different chair, suffered emotional and physical pain when a school resource officer, that's the sheriff's deputy, in the school placed the 7-year-old in handcuffs. Basically, that's how they said in the lawsuit filed against this Kansas City public school. Basically, what had happened, as it's been explained in the news, is the young man had been asked to move to a different seat, which would put him in a seat next to a boy who had been bullying him. We go back to the bullying thing again, and the boy was so frightened, he just could not move. He was crying and did not want to go over to where that other boy was. He was begging not to be forced to. So they ended up calling the school resource officer in. The officer said, "You need to come out in the hallway." The boy agreed to go out in the hall with him, but he just started crying because he just could not stand the idea of being forced to sit next to a kid he did not like and he knew did not like him. So he started crying again. When the sheriff's deputy put his hand on him, the boy pulled away. When the boy pulled away, the deputy handcuffed the child and took him to the principal's office. You know, I don't know, guys. There's a lot of things in life that seem simple, black and white, but not this one. Why the deputy needed to put handcuffs on a child, a 7-year-old, I just find that an egregious act against a child that really, what's he going to do? It's not going to, he going to hurt this guy. He's 7. My freaking God. I know that one thing about it, gentlemen. When we were growing up, that's just not the way things were handled in school. Schools nowadays, I know they're dangerous. I know there are things we need to be careful of. But sometimes I think we can take overt action and actually go overboard when acting in a child's interest. We need to listen. Perhaps the kid was right. Sitting next to the other boy would have been bad for him. Sometimes the teachers don't even look. Sometimes we don't even ask the right questions. We just allow things to happen, thinking they're always going to be right. They're never going to be wrong. Teachers aren't perfect. We need to always look. And just take a look at what's going on in the world around us. I don't think things are always black and white. Sometimes there's a gray in there, and we need to look in and see what's going on. Moving on in news, a schoolboy in South Africa was hospitalized after being beaten as a bully. Basically, his classmates ended up filming it. This schoolboy, who was 17 years old, had been considered the new kid in his class for the last 6 months. Well, finally, this other boy, who just got tired of him, beat the dickens out of this kid, and one of the other boys or kids in that classroom filmed it. They egged the other kid on, said, go ahead, hit him more, as the poor kid had his hands over the back of his head, and the other kid was just pounding him in the back of the head. It's surprising that the kid didn't get brain damage from as many hits as it showed there on YouTube of the boy just getting constantly assaulted and then being thrown down against a brick wall, as this seemed to happen in a classroom. Where were the teachers? It's absolutely ridiculous to me. How can kids do this? What happened to classroom decorum? What happened to don't do this sort of crap? Why aren't kids taught you don't assault each other? I just don't understand this. In today's day and age, children are allowed to do things that are just, to me, astonishing. I think a lot of it has to do with the fact you can make it sound for whatever you want to. This may sound odd, but you know what, guys? I mean this. As BLs, kids don't know they're loved. They don't know they're loved. They really don't. Being a BL, I truly believe that if you can hug a boy and hold him for a moment, let him know it's okay, I think it would make a huge difference in many of the kids' lives. Now, I'm not saying that's ever going to happen because we all know what things are like in the world we live in. But my God, wouldn't that be the better of the two things than to see kids dragged off in handcuffs, to see kids hurt, thrown up against a brick wall, go through all the things that they go through? That's just absolutely hard for me to believe. Moving on in news, there's an amazing moment this past week where a 12-year-old boy took on 11,000 homophiles or homophobes, people that were against homosexuality. This 11-year-old boy stood in front of tens of thousands of people in the streets of Mexico this past weekend. There was a protest going on about a same-sex marriage law. The protest was occurring basically by a religious group who totally opposed it on whatever grounds, however much it meant, basically saying that we're totally opposed to same-sex marriage. And this boy, 12-year-old boy, left in front of the whole proceeding. He stood there with his hands out, begging them not to do this. In fact, the photographer that took his picture said, I thought at first the child was only playing. But the child said, I don't want my name mentioned. I just wanted this to stop. The hate has to stop. Basically said, I have an uncle who is gay, and I hate people who say all they do is hate. Isn't that a wonderful thing coming from a child? Children know what hate is. Children see it. They can recognize it in everyone. They know. A boy can tell when he's loved and when he's not. Any child can. This young man, brave, he should be applauded. All over the world you should see people talking about the fact that this young man had the guts to stand up to 11,000 people and say, no, hate is wrong. You do not understand. Why do we allow that much hate to go on in the world today? And yet, that's what the world's full of, gentlemen, full of hate. Be careful what you do. Your actions speak loudly amongst our world today. Moving on in news. Basically, in another thing of astonishment to me, in West Palm Beach, Florida, a Florida sex offender law is being faced with some scrutiny basically a litigation over whether a wheelchair-bound former doctor who had been convicted of basic patient abuse back in the 80s can be forced out of a hospice due to its proximity to a school. Now think about this. If the gentleman is in a hospice, he's basically at the end stage of life. He's at the end stage of Alzheimer's disease. And he will be basically, I mean, this means he's got less than 6 months to live. He's dying. He's in what would be a nice nursing home. That's it. And they don't want the man to be there because years ago, he was convicted as a sex offender. And the fact is, this particular hospice is within 2,500 feet of a daycare. It's just astonishing, guys. This guy is not doing anything. This guy's never going to do anything. And yet these two people, as we started the beginning of the show with, who starved their 17-year-old son, they will, once they get out of prison, they can go on and do whatever the fuck they want to. Excuse my language, gentlemen, but this just ticks me off that the world has two different values for people that are on the sex offender laws and on the registries and on people like ourselves. It just is astonishing how much hate there is in the world. So basically, the law is being challenged. It may be that the man is allowed to stay there and live out his last 6 months without being scrutinized and made to be feel even less of a person. This is just crazy that they will allow a person. They would rather this person die alone at his own, whatever he lives in, even if it's in a halfway house put on by the Salvation Army, than they would to have this person have any comfort in his life because something he did years and 40 and 50 years ago, whatever it may have been, it could have been awful. I'm not saying it was right. I'm not saying it's wrong. But at the end of life, my God, gentlemen, where have our hearts gone? Have our hearts become so cold, so callous, that we can't understand that people make mistakes and they should be able to get over them and not be punished for them for the rest of their lives? Moving on in news, a 14-year-old Kentucky boy gave away something to a homeless man that will actually just blow your mind. They were doing a very special thing in downtown, where were they at? This is downtown Kentucky, I believe it is. Yeah, in downtown Kentucky, they were having a very special thing where kids were giving back to the homeless, basically in that town. Well, this 14-year-old boy, whose nickname is Ron Ron, saw a young man sitting on the, saw an older man sitting on a curb, and his shoes were just tattered and torn. 14-year-old went over next to the man, and without saying a word, untied the shoes off of his feet, and handed it to the man sitting next to him. A 14-year-old boy gives up his shoes to a man who needed them. Think about that, guys. The loving hearts of a boy. A boy can be the most tender-hearted, loving person in the world. I love that part. I love the fact that young men are out there. Now, that's a hero, guys. That's a hero. That's someone to look up to. That's someone to emulate. Someone that we can say, you know what, kid? You did a great thing. Wished I knew that young man. I'd buy him a pair of Nikes. Do something for him because of what a great heart he has. His parents had taught him quite well. The young man, you know, young men his age could be in gangs or selling dope or shooting people, and yet he took the time to go out, share his shoes with a person who was desperately in need. I love those type of stories. And lastly, we move into what is my editorial. Something I enjoy about the weekly world news is talking about things that go on all over the world and how it affects us, guys. I really do. Well, in Miami, there is a couple toy inventors. Basically, they believe there's a hero inside of every boy. So they have created a line of Hero Boys action figures that are specialized for boys. And basically, on the t-shirts and on the messages, on all the dolls, it says, there's a hero inside every boy. When I was growing up, I can remember my heroes. I don't know about you guys, whether it might have been the Lone Ranger, whether it might have been Indiana Jones, whether it might have been Luke Skywalker, whoever it may have been, we had someone we could emulate, we could look up to and say, boy, if I could grow up to be this guy, if I could grow up to explore space, if I could grow up to be able to dive into the deepest ocean like Jacques Cousteau. I'll never forget, I actually got to see Jacques Cousteau's ship one time when it came to where I live. It just astonished me that the men and the women out there were doing the things they were doing. They were heroes, gentlemen. They were heroes, people to look up to, people to emulate. Sadly, in our world today, there are few real-life heroes that our kids can look up to. They don't have many, very few that they could say, I want to be like this guy. I want to be like that person. Even in our lives right now, can you really think of somebody that you say, you know, I wished I could be like this. I wished I could be like that. Think about it. If we're going on in our lives, we need to be able to be that person for a young person. We need to be the person that a child can say, I would like to be just like him. I'd love to grow up to be just like him. Think about what that would mean to a child and what it would mean to you on the inside to have a young boy say, you know, I'd like to be just like you when I grow up. Heroes are rare, gentlemen. They are rare. But inside each and every one of you listening to me today, there's a hero. Believe me, there is. Don't get down on yourself. Don't give up. Don't think the world's against you. It's not. It's really not. We just have a vocal few who make the world seem so awful when, in all honesty, people can be generous. People can be loving. People can be caring. People can be so much more than what they are right now shown on the outside if you can just get in to that inside. Each and every one of you, gentlemen, can be a hero in your community, in your family, in your lives. Even a small thing, like helping somebody, helping a child around Christmas, Thanksgiving. You know, these little times where they give away to things like Toys for Tots. Buy a little gift, throw it in the basket for a kid. Be a hero. Do it not because of the things of people coming behind you and patting you on the back saying, great job, great job. Do it for what it makes you feel like on the inside. Do it for the fact that inside your very soul, you will find so much joy if you can share with a child this time of year. Just small things, things that may seem insignificant at the moment, can mean so much. Remember, gentlemen, remember this. I learned it a long, long time ago. You can take a very small oak seed, plant it in the ground, and it will grow to be an enormous oak tree. That seed was small, but the tree is huge. Plant a seed. Be a hero. Be somebody special for the people around you. Be a hero to somebody else. It can be so small, so insignificant. If I could tell you how many people I've talked to over the last few weeks that have so much in their lives that have made them feel down, not loved, not cared about, if you could take a few seconds putting your arm around them, saying, you know something, no matter what's going on, I still love you. I still care about you. You're still special to me. You can become a hero to that person. You can help that person out of the worst time of their lives. We never know until we're at the bottom of the barrel how desperate we need each other. Well, guys, we desperately need each other. This is a great thing. I hope this business takes off. Hero Boys, what a nice thing. Hero Action Figures, basically saying, there's a hero inside every boy. Gentlemen, there's a hero inside of every boy lover. Love you guys. Hope you have a great week. I hope you like our Weird Weekly News. It is sponsored by the Boy Love News Channel and ATN. I enjoy it. If you have any news or any things you'd like us to add to the news, don't hesitate to send me an email on Weird Radio. We basically have right there on the Weird site an email address. You can click on the email, and it'll allow you to send me an email. Let me know what you'd like to hear about. Maybe you'd like us to add music to the Weird Station. We'll do that as well. Appreciate it, gentlemen. Have a great September the 12th, 2016. Talk to you again next week on Weird Weekly News.